Joining us now to talk about it is our friend Justin Adams from CBS News Colorado. Of course, Justin Adams TV on Twitter. Justin, thanks for joining us. You were out there today as well. We sat there and talked and watched a little bit of practice together. What stood out for you in particular? You just heard us talk about the physicality. We also talked about Albert Okwuegbunam playing the position that, of course, you played up at University of Colorado. Is there anything that stood out to you in particular, or maybe, like us, that you were surprised by?
I was surprised, honestly, by the atmosphere. Number one, there were so many fans that came out to the practice that they actually had to turn people away, which was surprising to me. I don't know the last time that we've seen that, if ever.
I was one of them.
At the UC Health Training Center. Yeah, it was ridiculous. You're looking around, you're like, wait a minute, what's going on? And they were like, nope, you can't come in here.
I got my steps in today for sure, parking a couple blocks away.
Definitely. So it just had that type of atmosphere. And to see that, when you look at how few padded practices there were in training camp, to see the defense come out and just punk the Cowboys. I mean, just the way that it was, they had more energy. Yeah. I call it blessings. Anytime you go out there and you just destroy another team, you're handing out a whole lot of blessings. And, you know, the Cowboys, they just took it today. That was surprising to me. I will say this, though, fellas. Cortland Sutton is as advertised, and everything that he had from coming back from that torn ACL last year where he didn't have that burst, he didn't have the ability to grab those 50-50 balls, all that is gone. He is looks like the guy that we saw when he was a rookie in his second season before the injury. He looks explosive. He looks great. Had an amazing one-handed catch today in practice. This young man is going to have a big year if he could continue to play like he did in today's practice.
This was his best practice, and he's had some good ones, but this was the best one, and I'd like to hear your impressions of Russell Wilson today, who has been up to now okay, but certainly not remarkable, and maybe that's been partly by design, but today, whether it was by design or not, I thought it was his best practice.
The football got out of his hands so quickly, especially to Albert Okwuegbunam. There were several times where he's in the shotgun and they do a little fake to Javonte Williams, and then it's a quick pass over the middle on a drag route, and the linebacker was in chase mode the whole time. I mean, there was nobody there. And I'm thinking to myself, if this is in a game, that's a 15, 20-yard game easily. I mean, the way that he was throwing the football was just impressive. And a lot of it had to do with the pass protection that the Broncos had today. There were several times that there were leaks. There were several sacks that they counted today's practice. But overall, I thought it was an impressive practice by the offense. Didn't see too much from the defense, to be very honest with you. But when you have a whole lot of fights and a lot of guys getting together, you can imagine that the defense was having a good day out there. So overall, it was a real good showing from the Broncos today.
Now, going into this preseason schedule of three games, well, it's likely that you're not going to see many of the starters, and certainly not Russell Wilson. While it hasn't been confirmed, there's no reason to believe that he did. They've stressed that they're planning. They've basically stressed that they're doing what the Rams did. Pointing out the Rams won the Super Bowl doing this, and so this is the way they're going to do it as well. Do you have any concern about that whatsoever? And I understand the top players like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and guys like that don't play in the preseason at all, but they're often not on teams that were losers the previous season. Is there a difference here?
I'm concerned about guys like Jerry Jeudy, to be very honest with you. Will he be a guy who's ready to go? And I'm not talking about can he be at the line and beat, you know, press coverage or man-to-man. We know he could do that. Is he a guy who's willing, when the ball goes to the outside and Javonte Williams breaks the tackle and he goes to the outside, and the only way that you have long runs, to be very honest with you, is if your wide receivers are going out there and blocking. Are we going to see that from this young man? Are we going to see your number one pick wide receiver from several years ago in Jerry Jeudy go out there and get into a cornerback's face and be able to block? Those are the things that I want to see. And honestly, you could find that out in a preseason game. You could put him out there for a couple of plays. You could put him out there for a couple of series and see if this young man is going to get dirty. Because if he's not, then to be very honest with you, for this run game and for, in many respects, for this offense to be able to go the way that it needs to go this year for this team to be successful, you need to find you another wide receiver who wants to get dirty. Not only catch the football, but wants to get dirty in the run game. Sandy, you know this, right? Sean, you know this as well. What you saw what Ed McCaffrey and Rod Smith were able to do, They weren't only guys who could get open and catch the football, but they were guys who had no problem blocking in that run game. Will Jerry Jeudy be that guy? We know Cortland Sutton could be that guy, but will Jerry Jeudy step up and be that guy? That's the number one thing I'm looking out for.
I would also say that if you went into camp and even just practice today with no preconceived notions, you'd say that Cortland Sutton was Denver's best wide receiver and Montrell Washington, number 12, was their second best wide receiver.
Yep. And Kendall Hinton is going to be a problem in the red zone. That's exactly what you would say. You say Albert Okwuegbunam is going to be a big target.
Yes.
But you know what you don't say? Where's Jerry Jeudy at? And look, this is... And it's not a full, you know, criticism on him. I think we all look and see the talent what this young man has, and we just want to see him bring that out. For the practices of what we've seen,
we just want to see him bring it on. Yeah,
exactly.
Where's the growth?
Right. We want to see it on Sundays. We want to see it out there in a preseason game, for sure in a regular season game, because he kind of reminds me, now thinking about this, he kind of reminds me of a Michael Porter Jr. in many respects. In
yes.
the sense of this,
yes.
is that if
Great.
Jerry Jeudy takes
Great
that
point.
Next step, if he takes that next step, then guess what? This Broncos offense, where's the hole? Like, there is no hole in this offense, if we're going to be very honest, if Jerry Jeudy takes that next step. Same with the Nuggets. If Michael Porter Jr. takes that next step and if he's able to stay healthy, honestly, how do you stop this offense? The reality is you don't stop that offense. You just hope that they miss. And so that's where the Broncos are. If Jerry Jeudy can become that X factor, can become that guy, we're looking at a top 10, top 5 offense in the NFL.
If that ends up being the case, and it feels like there's a lot of things that have to go right, but the point you make is good. Looking at the way they practice today, looking at the productivity of that, is this basically an opportunity, not that he'll do it, for Nathaniel Hackett to go ahead and you know, kind of puff his chest out a bit and look at the folks who kind of around the media and said, well, this doesn't seem like training camp. They're not going to be ready when you have to really start pushing someone around. He's got to feel pretty good about the plan in his very first training camp that appears, at least, to have worked out pretty well.
Everything looks good right now. It looks good in the joint practices, right? But what happens when you're in Seattle and you're in the fourth quarter and because you haven't had to really put these guys into a very difficult training camp and you find yourself in a surprisingly close game in the fourth quarter, are you able to go and close it out? That's when we're going to find out if
Absolutely.
You're trying to take care of the players. That's when we'll find out if it really matters, right? Or if you find yourself down by a score, can your defense make a stop, A, and can your offense go down the field and get a score and then come back and get another score and win the game? That's when we find out what this team is all about. So, you know, for me right now, I'm all for keeping players healthy. I'm all for making sure that your stars are around. Unfortunately, you lost Tim Patrick for the year.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, football, part of football, and I was talking to Nate Jackson about this at practice today, part of football is really embracing the suck, like embracing training camp sucking, you know?
Yes.
And you gain,
disliking training camp because
yes.
it makes you physically uncomfortable at times.
Exactly. And you know what? Then you go in the back of your mind knowing in the fourth quarter, we were uncomfortable at this point. But you know what? They didn't have to go through what we went through. So now we're going to go and beat them. Like, it gives you that mental advantage. And that's the one thing that I'm concerned about with this team is, do they have that mental advantage by not going through a tougher
training camp? I agree. And this training camp, I think we have to understand that this training camp was a success because certainly on offense they were better today than they were 2 weeks ago. But
yeah.
you've got about twice as much time between now and the start of the regular season, right? You've got
yeah.
almost a full month before the regular season begins. I mean, we're talking about actually a little more than a month, right?
Yeah.
32
mm-hmm.
days?
It's the 12th, yeah, September 12th, game one.
So
yeah.
what happens, which we won't be able to scrutinize as closely, what happens day to day in practice over the next 4 weeks means more than the last 2 weeks have meant. And if you're not playing certain starters at all in the preseason, the next meaningful action for a lot of those guys will be on September 12th, which, again, is 32 days away.
Yeah, I would make the argument, too, that the second preseason game against Buffalo is really important. Just because keep an eye on who's on the second team. You know, we keep an eye on who's on the depth chart as well, because for guys like Mike Purcell, Graham Glasgow, two guys who, you know, and Graham Glasgow, he took a pay cut this year. Well, you look at those two guys who were both starters last year, both coming back from injury.
And both may not make the team.
Bingo. That's right. The number one reason why I'm keeping an eye on them. And you look at Graham Glasgow. If he's able to be healthy by the start of the season, are we so sure that Lloyd Cushenberry is going to start the year as a starting center?
I am. And I am too. Yeah.
I mean, we look right now and say yes, but
I'd be more worried about Miners, actually.
I am. Yeah. Yeah.
And yes. Glasgow, although I think Glasgow is a better center than he is a right guard, he has played right guard. He started here as a right guard.
And
that remains, again, something we won't know about. And we talked about this last night, even with today's practice now under their belt, and they certainly looked okay today for as far as this practice went and as much as you could measure it. But again, now you're thinking ahead to September 12th and a fired up Seattle defense on that night. And Nathaniel Hackett's first game, as I remember, in Green Bay was 10-3.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was the worst offensive game he's ever seen in his life.
Right.
So I don't know that September 12th will be 10-3, but I think it'll be low scoring, don't you?
Well, for both teams, it will be low scoring. I think it's going to be somewhere around there. I mean, look, I just hope that Russ doesn't have a flashback and just throw it to the wrong jersey on accident, you know, out there on Monday night. But the reality is that's why it was so important for the Broncos defense to have the showing that they did today against the Cowboys offense. Because this team, for the first couple of weeks, and to be honest, I think for the first 3 to 4 weeks, they're going to be truly defensive-centered, where the offense will do just enough to get wins, but, man, that defense will really have to step up to really help this team, especially with the offense, until they get their feet going, right, until they really are comfortable in this offense. It may take them a little bit of time. So that's why it's really important for the defense to happen. And let's be honest, guys, when you look at any team in football, generally the defense, they have things together first, unless that the offense has been around for a while together. So with the Broncos learning a new system, and really look at the defense, they really don't have to learn a new system per se, because it's the same concepts that you had under Fangio. They're going to be ahead of the team first. So you ride the defense until the offense catches up, and hopefully when that happens, you're taking on the Raiders at Las Vegas, and you give yourself a shot to be able to win that game.
He is Justin Adams from CBS News Colorado. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin Adams TV. We got through it. Another training camp down. Now, as Sandy pointed out, a possibly very long month until the regular season begins. But there will be preseason games in the interim. We're looking forward to talking with you more about it. Thank you, Justin.
Hey, anytime. But before I let you go, guys, okay, I have to ask you this question before I run. What happens first? Will the Broncos play Seattle on Monday night? Or will Nazem Kadri actually have a hockey team to play for? What's going to happen first?
Kadri will have a team to play for by September 12th.
So.
Because camps open a week after that. So that's right around 19th or 20th, I think, is the first day. Because training camp only lasts 3 days. So he'd best be signed, and I think he will be. It'll probably be the Islanders by September 12th.
Yeah. Me too. That was always a pleasure.
Thanks. Justin Adams joining us on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline.